You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Trying to get the correct phone number over there to Sam. And so while I'm doing that, I see we got Mike in Kentucky hanging in the queue. What's going on, Mike in Kentucky? What are you doing?
I just noticed how tired Alan sounds this morning. He seems like he's not getting enough rest or something. Why don't you pass the time with the game solitaire?
Oh, I'd rather talk to interesting people till 2 in the morning.
you could pass the time with a game of solitaire. Aren't you feeling very sleepy? Do you see the Queen of Diamonds?
Mike. The
Manchurian Candidate's in public domain now, so I imagine anybody that has cable access to local community television could go show it and do a chat about it on their local access television channel. That and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And I contacted James Corbett, whatever his name is. This is the Corbett Report. Uh-huh. And he's got a neat video about that where they go through and analyze the Manchurian Candidate and gets into that.
How many of them are there out
MK
there?
MK Naomi, MK... Ultra stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all the things Project Monarch. You know, all the different ones. You know, control of the media, control of everything. You know, they've. And how many Manchurian candidates are there running around out there? That's the scary thing.
You know, I just have to wonder. You know, with scopolamine, apparently they've been experimenting with that going way back before the general public knew about it in the early 50s, at least. And so. What's the potential there for them to groom people like Obama or Trump years before they, you know, when they find out they might actually be a candidate for grooming? Just like a pedophile grooms a child, you know, to be their you know, whatever, their plaything. I think the deep state probably can groom.
The bastard offspring of the royals. What
people
they want,
for years.
They've always kind of held... Those bastard, you know, offspring of the royals, they've always held them back in the sidelines, and they'll, you know, they're dukes or they're, you know, some member of the court, and they have some position to play. Yeah, they groom them. Yeah.
Useful tools. And so,
all
you know.
Lord of the pool.
Well, and I think they can place them so that they will be useful by the different warring factions that they want to keep going. You know, I didn't realize that the Democratic Party was in so much trouble that Hillary had to buy them out of debt. Did you guys follow that?
You reminded me of that.
They're having a heck of a time propping them up.
She went ahead and, she bought them out of debt during that last run, and I guess she got really offended that everybody wanted somebody besides her after she paid so much for it.
Yeah, she thought she'd bought her way in because the Democratic Party's about financially belly up. And
so the Clintons used all that money they stole from their charity to prop up the Democratic Party. Cool.
Well,
all you guys are confused. I heard Hillary say they were broke.
Okay.
Who's broke?
Well,
Hillary?
Individually, they probably do run broke. I've known of guys that...
Yeah.
Have so much in the way of assets. They have 6 accountants, and they never have pocket money because they don't keep any money or assets in their own pocket. That avoids them to be held liable for stuff. So if somebody sues them because they get in a car crash, like Chappaquiddick, the old joke about Ted Kennedy's cat, you know, this cat that Ted Kennedy had bit some woman and she got an infection or whatever and had a huge hospital bill. She went all the way through court and won the court case, and the judges and lawyers got together and compared notes, and they said, well, ma'am, you can have the cat because He had no assets in his name. So, I mean, that's a strategy. They have everything set up in trusts or international, whatever you call it, different financial mechanisms.
Well, that's the way the rich and powerful have been able to perpetuate their wealth as to where ours is taken away. You know, you gain something during your life and try to hand it off to your kids, and, well, what, the death and inheritance taxes, you know, rip most of that away from them.
Right in the
if you know the right loopholes, you know, you can perpetuate, yeah.
What's right in the ten planks, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they, you know, like, I think you say that, don't you? If they weren't so evil, you could admire what they've done.
Yeah, you know, it's beautiful what they've done, but it's evil, so I can't really admire it. I wish I could.
Careful what you wish for.
Well, you know.
Maybe they may put a little scopolamine in your face.
It's fun sometimes, Mike, when you look at it and you take that perspective of, you know, this is all a play. You got Trump up there in, you know, Washington, D.C., and I guess this weekend he's going, oh, I'm all alone in the White House. You're like, what the hell does that mean? And there it is always. You really all alone in the White House? And they're writing articles on it, and they're going, oh, he's not really alone. Because there's a guy shining his shoes, and there's the dog walker, even though he doesn't have a dog, and there's this and that. And it's like, man, and it's such a show, and like,
I hope Chucky Schumer enjoys the true power behind everything. Is that he let the cat out of the bag, didn't he? When he told Trump he's not a very good smart businessman messing with the deep state or the intelligence community, they can mess with you six ways from Sunday, so who's running the country? It's not whoever we elect, that's for sure. Fifth grader can figure that out. This country is a lie. And the Muslims are about it, calling it the Great Satan. And because we're all hanging separate, you know, that's what's going on. Until we get some solidarity, we're all going to hang separate. I come out rest like Gordon Call or Randy Weaver, or you start naming them off, all the different people from Waco to the International Baptist Temple. I think this country's took a hell of a turn, quite literally, because they seized that church in Indianapolis.
Waco.
If you look at that, that happened as Clinton handed the baton to Bush, and Bush didn't do anything about it. The IRS went in there and seized that church because they refused to be an unpaid tax collector for the government, basically, by collecting and collecting taxes for the people that work for them. They said, you guys can work as contractors. It's up to you if you want to file taxes based on your income. We're not going to do it anymore. And so they waited until the fines and fees equaled the property, and they went in there and seized it. So how's our churches any different from China's? It's all licensed.
Or in Germany, to be a member of a church, you actually have to sign up and be recognized as a member of a church on paper, and instantly 10% of your taxes are taken out for that church.
Yeah, the first fruits how can you be a Christian? The first fruits of everything you own go straight to the beast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that doesn't sound. Where's the preachers preaching on that?
Well, it's not biblical. It is not biblical. You can't find
government in front of God. Puts government in front of God. Who can make war with the beast? Who can worship the beast? So, how far gone are the? You know, how far off are these Muslims that are claiming that this is the great Satan? It's at least the great deception. I don't think it spiritually can hold everybody hostage, but physically, we've got 99 Fukushimas waiting to sit around for something to go wrong, like a big Fermi filter to take us out. if you know about the Fermi filter.
You know, speaking of Fukushima, I was watching RT the other day, and you know that Rick Sanchez has a show on there now, and you had that Lionel's Media on there, and he said, you want to investigate something? He said, you ought to investigate what's going on with Fukushima. They're poisoning us all. you need to look into it and do a report on that. And he said something about it, but I haven't seen a report on it yet. So it may, maybe something about Fukushima will come to life a little bit more. I don't know.
Well, the reason that I think it needs to be talked about a lot is to demonstrate that we have several sites in this country with the waste that's sitting around is many times more than Fukushima.
And the same general electric power plant setup that they had, yeah.
They're set up right beside of rivers and right beside of oceans, and you could have the same sort of thing happen. I think outside of Kansas City there was two nuclear plants that just about got flooded a couple of years ago when this hurricane hit in North Carolina. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Last year, it was... Kennewick or something like that, just north of North Myrtle Beach. They had an unusual incident, and they couldn't get their personnel into it because it was flooded. Never heard anything more about it?
Yeah, it was at Riverside or something like that. It wasn't a big deal. Go away. I'm destroyed. You're looking for. No.
Yeah, exactly. No. It hit the news a little bit, and they reported an unusual incident, and then never heard nothing more about it. That was Kennewick plant or something just up from the north of North Myrtle Beach there.
And don't worry that little Jimmy's starting to grow a third eye. That's normal.
Well, the thing is, I suspect that the international community could use that as an excuse to, if they, you know, if the real plan is to depopulate, rewild North America, you can imagine an economic collapse, EMP, one, you know, or just some kind of extended period of chaos in the U.S. and the world global community would say, we need to invade America and stabilize all this infrastructure that could kill the planet. Germany has decommissioned all their nuclear power plants and they're in the process of cleaning it up because of, and between Fukushima and the Snowden leaks that showed that they could take out the electrical grid in any country in the world, they went, ugh. And so they restarted typewriter production and factory production lines is what I understand, so they could go back to old spycraft techniques. So their industrial espionage couldn't occur.
Hey, Mike, in the 70s, I didn't see anything on typewriter production.
Well, it became a trendy thing in this country, and they brought back typewriter repair shops in New York City.
Trendy.
Everybody wants to have a typewriter. Typewriter and a turntable. So what were you saying?
In the 70s, they did a lot of neat stuff with the movies. And because we talk about this reality where they want to depopulize the entire world, right? You know, to do an Agenda 21 on them. You know, you squeeze them all into cities and leave the rural areas. You either go ahead and create a Fukushima-type incident like you were describing, or pretend to, but because there were some movies where they, and I'm always a little bit shy on which ones they were, like the
gas people that got unauthorized pregnancies. You're talking about ZPG, zero population growth. That's the name of the movie.
Yeah. Is that
they put people under domes, and is it where they put people under domes and suffocated them if they had a baby without a license? Banned people.
Talking about more like the Close Encounters, where Close Encounters they took that whole area and they pretended that there was an evil gas leak and they set it all up and they picked everyone
out. One of my favorite lines from that movie. You know, one of the favorite lines from that movie I find amusing is the general that says, "I need something that'll scare every Christian soul for 50 miles." I'm gonna scare all the Christians out of here. And so they had gassed or killed a bunch of sheep and cattle and laid them alongside the road to scare the crap out of people and send them out of there because they said it was some kind of a army train spill or something. Yeah, some of the people that were compelled to go in there were finding out and exposing the fact that they didn't need gas masks.
And was that a representation of the real meetings with the ETs that they've had? Who knows?
Well, where are all the space aliens? You know, we're expected to believe that the universe is 15 billion years old or you know, your results may vary depending on what you look at, the background radiation and the so-called Big Bang Theory, which I agree with Mike Rivera on that. It's religion disguised as science.
Yep.
And so you've got a dilemma here if you're expected to believe that our little Goldilocks spot here that just defies the odds as they continue to find exoplanets where everything is too harsh for anything that we can conceive of to live on, and the stars are emitting way more X-rays
than the truth.
Huh?
That's depending on NASA to tell us the truth also, which I don't know if I believe everything that comes out of NASA for sure.
I mean, you know, they're telling us, but who are they to tell us? They're like, well, here, look, we drew a picture of it. This is a real evil planet. You can't live on it. Well, how'd you do that? Well, we had this guy over here, and he took a radio wave and then airbrushed it. Oh, we had the computer do it this time. You know, it's like just a bunch of lies from liars. So, I have a hard time with that. And
that's why I say there are very few ultimate truths in my life. You know, if my mind's open enough to where, you know, I don't really discard anything, and I really don't admit, you know, that something is true, because unless I personally experience it, and with today's technology, even that's kind of sketchy.
Hey, what am I going to do with these tickets to Mars?
Go on a trip.
Sell them on eBay.
Wow.
You can do a live broadcast from Mars. We'll do. How long does it take to get there? Do you know? Does it stay on the ticket?
The latest spin out of NASA is due to epigenomic study of the Kelly twins. They can't figure out how they're going to get to Mars because the astronauts can't survive the genetic damage or oxidative stress or whatever that'll occur from.
So they did find differences in low Earth orbit.
Low Earth orbit below the Van Allen belts, it damages the DNA just being there for a year, and you end up with a diabetic-like condition that you wouldn't recover from.
They did come out on those studies. They found out that there was differences between those two twins.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was three reports after he came back. There was an initial report that said, "Uh-oh," you know, and this is as they're selling this new. I can't remember the name of it now, this new capsule that they say they can use it to, I think it's called Orion. And they flew it through the Van Allen belts to make sure the electronics would handle the radiation. But they kind of let the cat out of the bag there. The astronauts can't survive it.
Well, I don't know. Apparently, Mike, an aluminum skin can do all kinds of things. It can penetrate a steel and concrete building. Like a hot knife through butter. So maybe they found some new use for aluminum. That aluminum cladding can really protect them up there.
Well, at 516 miles an hour, you know, what kind of stock airplane could fly that fast anyway? That's the other thing.
At that low a level, without the wings being ripped off, because there's much more air down here than there is up high where they normally go those speeds.
Well, you'd need something like four times the power of a stock engine. So I know somebody that works for Boeing, and they're not allowed to look at the engines to do photographic comparison, and they work like in the security area of Boeing. They test like stuff to do with their security, and they can't even see the engine diagrams for the engines that were supposedly on that 757, I think, N64UA or whatever the actual tail numbers were. And you can see the pictures that we've been presented with from the engine cowlings or whatever, compressor rings that are inside the Pentagon. They can't look at them to do a comparison to make sure it was the correct engine for that plane. And if we're to believe, you know, pilots were 9/11 truth, they did a Freedom of Information Act request, and the spreadsheet for the data that they got would not decode it from United or American, and they had to use a generic Boeing spreadsheet, and lo and behold, up pops an operational GPS in a 1991 plane. It was not allowed to have it. A civilian plane in 1991 could not be equipped with that GPS navigation. And it takes something crazy like 30 minutes to spin up the gyros for the inertial guidance. Who's this guest coming up?
Well, she's sleeping.
Huh?
I do. Surprise, she's sleeping. So we're just us. We got Art waiting on the other line, but no, great. We're going to close today on our own.
Mike.
Oh, Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks for taking my call.
Extendivite. Made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Republic of Texas Radio, hour two, short segment, bottom of the first hour. We got Art hanging on the phone lines, and we're just going to fill the rest of this time since I am unable to get my special guest on the line. Art, what's going on there, man? How are you today?
Hey, guys. We can talk about the border wall here in a minute if you want, but just to comment real quick what you were talking about, you know, going to the moon and the Van Allen belt. That's the same argument I use with people all the time is, look, if we can't even put a man through the Van Allen belt, how in the hell did we put a man on the moon? If you can't do, well, you got to be able to do the one before you can do the other. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. You can't run until you first learn to walk. The second real kicker for that argument with people is, okay, well, if we put a man on the moon, explain to me. I want to know. We got this supposed scientist, astronaut, dude, whatever, trying to make claim. I actually watched the video a couple weeks ago. Someone turned me on to it, claiming we lost the technology to go to the moon. How the hell do you lose that kind of technology?
Right.
Okay, we didn't lose the technology. We can't lose what we don't have. And the third argument for man never went to the moon is quite simple. Sound has a speed at which it can travel. Now, taking into consideration the speed of sound and the speed of radio waves, How long does it take a radio wave to travel the distance that it is from the Earth to the Moon? And once you figure that out, then how much of a gap should there be from the time you stop talking to the time that you hear the response from the Moon? And then listen to the dialogue between the astronauts and Houston Control. Wow, sounds to me like they're talking in real time. How is that even possible? It denies science. Now, there's your 1-2-3 punch for man never went to the moon.
Well, we go there, but we went there on TR-3Bs instead of Apollo's space capsule.
Well, China just moved to the dark side of the moon, right?
Oh, so yeah, right.
With radio relays.
I thought the Nazis were up there.
I saw that movie too. You know, as far as France goes, I'll tell you, I was actually expecting to see something happen. I mean, I didn't know exactly what was going to happen because I've been telling people, when you look at the Depression, the reason why it didn't ripple through the world was because back then economies were pretty much strictly tied to each independent country. But now we live in a world where we have a global economy. And I was expecting if they actually had a decent run on the banks in France and could cause a collapse, we would see ripples throughout the world in one way or the other. It looks like maybe we dodged a bullet here. It looks like I just finally figured out today, thanks to somebody in the chat room, what zhilizhong means. Unfortunately, the zhilizhong was unable to get their little run on the banks. So it looks like we dodged another bullet, thankfully.
Yeah, can you imagine that, though? Art, let's stop there for a second. So the funny thing about the yellow vest is that you got 10 weeks of their protests, right? They call this latest one Act 10. They got together 4 weeks earlier, is common lore, somewhere around then. And they started, meeting at the side of the roads and going, hey, these guys are criminals. We should do something. And then they'd get together, and it was kind of like Juan Paul meetups. And they'd all come over and go, fluoride's bad for you? Oh, yeah, fluoride's bad for you. We should do, everything should be organic. Oh, yeah, everything, there's a new world order? No, I don't know that. But they're agreeing on certain areas. So these little hot pockets, these zhilizhong, these individuals may have started talking about just the fact that the gas price went up, knowing that everything else was screwed up. They don't necessarily agree that, there's a world government that supplies all the money for the world, and they're going to, kill us all or make us all slaves. That's kind of hard to accept if you're only in it for the short term. But for me, in the long term, seeing that one move of telling everybody in France, yeah, get your money out. They'll be all, I don't want to be identified as a zhilizhong. They already called them an enemy of the state. So if I have $2,000 in my bank account, I pull that stuff out. They know it's out.
Right.
And now I'm an enemy of the state. I'm now a terrorist. I'm not just somebody that.
Person.
Yeah. It's going to have to get a little bit deeper. But that's it. If it could happen here in the States, but I don't know. We're too big. We've got too big of pockets of stupid as well.
I'm rereading Bill Cooper's book, and I get to the part where in the appendix back there where he's got the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion printed out, and just rereading those again. Every time I read them, I find something new, and it's amazing how accurate those things are. Whether they're true or not, they're accurate.
Well,
hang on, folks. We'll
how
see, that's the music. Well, hang on, Art. We'll get you here in a minute. And we'll be right back.
When it does, I know it's on you and I. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, Joe Biden's brother says family members that voted for Trump felt slighted by Clinton. That's just stupid news, anyways. Anyway, I guess we do have Susan on for a second. She's hanging on the wings. Let's finish up where we were going there with Art. Hey, Art, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, we were talking a little bit about God. Where were we? The learned protocols. Zion from or were we? I don't know.
Well, we were actually talking about the whole Zilli Zhang and their attempt to run on the banks, and then
yes,
got to talking about Bill Cooper's book, and in the back you talk about the learned elders of Zion, whatever they want to call it, and how accurate they were, even whether they're fiction or not. And that's really what I find interesting about that, the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, is there is this argument within the sphere, if you will, that it is a work of fiction. Well, maybe so, but so is 1984 and Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, okay? Anyway, I'm looking forward to your guest there, since it sounds like you got her on. So I'm going to back on out.
Yeah.
Have a great one, and I'm looking forward to it, man. Y'all be good.
Okay, thanks, Art. Oh, wow. Susan?
Yes, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I've been trying to find y'all for like 25 minutes.
Oh, really? You know?
Yeah, I logged on the
spot. I gave Sam your phone number and your phone number, and he called, and he kept getting voicemail and voicemail, and we were feeling really neglected.
Well, I got on Skype. I sent you a text message, and I knew you weren't going to be looking at it. So I thought, they're going to call back. They're going to call back. So they finally called back on the landline. We're good.
that's good. I wanted to bring you on because it's a new 2019. And each year, I don't even know what to say about you a lot of times. I try to figure out now. We'll just say, my guest name is Susan Danzler. She's a local here in the Fredericksburg area, right? Our county is called Gillespie County. She doesn't live in Fredericksburg. We first heard about Susan Danzler, I'll give her the bio intro, in about 2013, at least I first heard about her when police officers decided they were going to do a no-knock raid, or not really a no-knock raid, but they call it a wellness check on a girl that her son had picked up from a uncomfortable situation in town, and the people that were trying to make it uncomfortable got upset about that, so they called the cops on him. And so all of a sudden, the cops come over and show up at Susan Danzler's house and, well, proceed to beat up her husband. Wow. What'd they do that for? She caught that on film, and we went through a whole bunch of stuff. And it was kind of crazy. And then and I ended up meeting her about a year after that actual incident happened at the trial of Susie Kamik. You guys remember the Republic of Texas trial? You know, it was from the Valentine's Day multi-jurisdictional raid, you know, and where they came in there and, well, pulled the guns on all these old people. Or, well, they're not old. Well, most of them are old. And they took all their stuff and they left all their guns. What? That was kind of crazy. They charged a couple people with manufacturing. They charged Susie Kamik for simulating a legal process. And during the court proceedings, we ended up, you know, sitting through court for, I know Alan and I were sitting in court at that time for three weeks. And we got to meet Susan and find out who you were. And you've been doing all sorts of things. You're always busy. You're busy with the RNC. I don't know how to make a bio on you, right? And I'm wondering what you're doing this year. Have you ever tried to write that down? Susie walks.
No. One day at a time.
Okay. Yeah.
There's no other way.
So last week you were busy. What were you doing last week?
Well, the Texas legislative session opened last Tuesday. It was just a bit of pomp and circumstances on Tuesday. There was the election, however, of a new Speaker of the House, which I'm going to try to be optimistic about, but he's already shown his hand by removing voting to remove a plaque with the Texas Historical Preservation Committee, which is, you can say, an oxymoron. Legislator decided that there was a children of the Confederates plaque that was offensive. So that's all it took in Texas was one person, and in the neighborhood of five to eight people to vote to remove it. And that that just opens up the door to a lot more, meaning the cenotaph, the Alamo, any other statues or any other plaques. And now I really don't trust our history and our monuments with these people as well. So
right.
Texas meets, their legislature meets for 140 days every 2 years, and that's what we're going through right now. People need to pay attention. Your liberty is at stake. Your rights are at stake while these people are up there figuring out ways to take your guns, limit your guns, make you accountable through some sort of a red law, red flag law. And there was the big hearing this summer. So, you know, they can kind of try to take our rights away even when they're not in session, or at least they can do the pre-planning for it when shortly after the shootings in Santa Fe, Texas, Greg Abbott just knee-jerked and came up with like 40 to 42 propositions for red flag laws. Well, fortunately, this time around, many more gun rights activists showed up for a hearing in Austin. You know, these things go on unless you're in the loop, unless you're signed up through Texas legislature online and have an account. You don't know what they're up to. So evidently within 2 hours after that hearing this summer, Abbott and Patrick both put out, Lieutenant Governor Patrick put out a press release saying that red flag laws were dead in Texas. Well, that's not entirely the case. They are, there's already been many of them filed. So if you don't know how to get to the Texas legislature online, you need to find out. I can share my email. I'd rather not share my cell phone number, but I'll share my email if someone needs some help.
Nobody cares that. Nobody cares that much. We'll just go with the pessimist view. I just want to hear what you're doing. You know, they can get involved. And when you need to get them involved, we'll rope you in. We'll get them involved. But, you know, nine times out of ten, nobody gives a crap. I mean, one of the things is, Susan, you are proactive in, taking care of your home front, the battles that they put on your doorstep. You take care of the battles they put at the city level, at the county level, at the state level, and even at the federal level. But this year, you're a little bit more, not this year. Tell me about not this year.
Well, it's been, you can honestly say 6 years. I just don't really keyed in to the federal level. I care about my home, Gillespie County and the state. The United States is a sinking ship, and this can take us right into Texas independence. But, if you don't take care of, if you ignore what's going on in your city and your community, you really and truly have no right getting involved at the federal level, in my honest opinion.
And I'll just tell folks out there that folks, this is, I have many loving terms for her. This is a pistol-packing mama. She walks around with a pistol on her hip. And some people that might feel uneasy around her, I kind of feel safe around her, to tell you the truth.
Much more safe. Much more safe.
Well, maybe they might be thinking about doing something bad if they're feeling nervous. Most people tell me that they feel more comfortable, like Alan said.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, okay, before we move on with that, they're so indoctrinated and scared about holding a weapon, they couldn't even hold a weapon on their own side. Like when you were over there at the, in Austin or Dallas, and you had a whole bunch of guys in an alley that were just workers smoking cigarettes going, who are you supposed to be? And, you know, giving you a hard time. I doubt that they could even muster up the courage to strap a pistol to their side normally, because the shame they would feel from their friends going, why do you need a gun? Why do you need a gun? Huh? I know why I would, but again, I'm just distracted. So, 2019.
I honestly want to give a little bit of background as to why I carry a gun.
Okay.
Well, number one, it's not right, but, you know, there's this group that's funded by Bloomberg money, so they're paid activists. Just so that y'all know, they will be in town on the 17th at the Law Enforcement Center doing their little training for this legislative session, meaning their powwow to go and do hearings, to do whatever they can to take away our gun rights. So my family was impacted by murder. My dad was murdered. When he was in the Army, he had about 9 months left. He was in Killeen, and I guess the last couple of years, he had a little efficiency apartment in Copper's Cove, just right off base. I guess at his age and 20 years in the military, he was kind of tired of sleeping in barracks, and he was killed. So instead of joining the other side, we call them the Mad Bombies. If you want me to give their real name of the organization, I will. But instead of joining Mad Mommies, because I was a victim, I've been using guns all my life. I don't hunt, never shot an animal, but I've shot plenty. Instead of that, instead of becoming a victim, I decided, no, I'm not going to ever be a victim. Murder's never going to affect my family again. As long as I'm around.
And that should be the attitude of most of the people, because there are bad people out there, and we need the ability to defend ourselves when needed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you live in a little town called Harper. That's outside of Fredericksburg, 20 minutes away. A while back, there was a big hoo-ha-ha about protecting the kids at the schools. How did that go down, and what went down with that? Because it's kind of a telltale of what is going on in our society as a whole. Would you be interested in talking about that?
Sure. I was there at the meeting, and I got a video up on YouTube. Basically, the school board...
hold on, folks. Right after the Sutherland Springs shooting, where a church got shot up. I think it was
probably
Sutherland Springs.
Probably after.
Go ahead.
Probably the catalyst was Santa Fe shooting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the Santa Fe shootings. And the Harper School District, independent. You know they're independent? Just kidding. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm going to throw that in there. But they get
right
together, and they're going to figure out how to protect their kids. So
well,
what happened?
Part of the part of the problem was, the county's, relatively small. At any given time, there's four sheriff deputies on the road, any shift is what I'm trying to say. And, of course, three of those are at Jex on the west end, and the other one, I guess he's doing revenue enhancement, sitting on the side of the road to write tickets, keeping us safe is not their gig, and also the Supreme Court has already said it's not their responsibility to keep us safe. So, with the sheriffs being busy, they had one school resource officer, but not during the whole school day. So the school board tried diligently to work with the Gillespie County Sheriff's Department to increase hours, and there was a standoff. There's a little bit of friction, if you will, between the Sheriff's Department and the county, being the county commissioners, and, I'll be nice and not say what kind of a contest there is, but there is one. And they just refused. They refused to increase the budget. Buddy Mills speaks at this special school board meeting with public input, and people were passionate about the subject. They were going around like roosters with their chest poked out, saying, I've been hunting with so and so here all my life. We'll take care of this school. We served in the military. We'll protect this school. And of course, I get what they were saying. So there was discussion about teachers concealed carry anonymously. And so ultimately what happened was the school offered $50,000 to the county to supplement a salary for more hours at the school, and they turned it down. I hear your music.
They turned it down. Okay, we'll finish up this story on the other side. We're talking about, Lisbee County, the sheriff, money, kids getting shot in school. Talking to Susan Dantzler. We'll be right back with Health Protectors Radio.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, Susan Dantzler's with us. We didn't get her for as long as we really needed her. That's okay. We'll get her back on. She's currently telling a story about 2018 and, Harper, Texas, and how they managed school shootings issue. She was there. She was at the meeting as the school tried to, pay for another cop. But they couldn't do it. They offered to carry guns themselves. And what happened? Tell me, Susan.
Well, you know, it was very telling that the school board offered $50,000 to supplement salary so that they could have an officer during all the hours. So what they ended up doing was it was kind of basically, a hold my beer moment. They hired their own. And he's full-time, and, there's some questions floating around about him, but nothing that I can really cooperate at this time. But, you just got to trust but verify, and I'm just hoping he doesn't go, a rogue cowboy cop on us. But it's worth watching if you have kids at the Harper school. So, it's heck if you do and heck if you don't. But at least, evidently, there's someone there. And they also voted to approve, which I like this better, teachers and staff to conceal carry and do it anonymously. There's no need in knowing what teachers or coaches or staff are carrying. No one's
Hey, Buddy Mills had a our sheriff, Buddy Mills, he had a comment on teachers carrying.
He did.
What was that about, shoulders or something like that?
There was a couple of comments that he made, and fortunately, by the grace of God, I got that on video. He was kind of trying to talk down to the crowd. This was after many people in the crowd, put their hands up and say, hey, I'll do this. The kids mean this much, I'll do this. And so his comment was after he, again, puffed out his chest and did his little police dance, where he likes to rest his forearm on his pistol. He said, us cops, we walk around and we've got this little good angel over here on this shoulder, and we've got this little bad angel over here on this shoulder. And when the time comes and you have to use that gun and shoot somebody, how many of you in here could actually do it? Well, I just kind of raised my hand up, and I looked around, and a lot of people had their hand up, and so it kind of backfired. But the worst thing that he said was most disturbing to me. During our case, we found out that either there is no training or they're not willing, even under deposition and open records, willing to share their training background. So his comment was, you need to be real careful what you wish for. If there were to be an active shooter situation here in the school and me or one of my deputies came running in and we see possibly the good guy holding a gun extended, more than likely you're dead because we're going to shoot you in the back. Well, that's ludicrous. And that meeting and watching that video several times, I reached out to law enforcement in France, and they said, no, the good guy drops his gun. The bad guy starts to turn around and shoot you.
Right. Hey, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us. Sorry about that, folks. We'll do something else next week. We'll get Susan back there. We'll get this whole thing straight. There's a lot to talk about. For the whole hour. Maybe an hour and 10 minutes. 12.5. Okay. Have a good Sunday, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, Alan. Bye.
The tree of life is us, my friends.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.